Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's chapter reading, you can know you can go ahead and enjoy even more intense pleasure and unlimited satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, where you can test ride your own free erotic fantasies just for coming. You can know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, close your eyes, loosen any clothing. You never know what might come up. And just surrender to the pleasure of my voice moving over and inside you. And when you're ready to enjoy deep, sensuous pleasure and really let yourself go, just go ahead and take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. And then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner woman as you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body as you enjoy chapters 15 and 16 of Lamb to the Slaughter. Chapter 15. Dominic, it's been 20 years. 20 years I kept that promise to myself. Since Jamie, my parents, and Mr. Wood, I kept mementos. Reminders of the damage that could be caused. How out of control things could really become. And now these sheep are forcing me to break that promise. They have no idea of the consequences. What I have protected them from against all these years. Stepping up to the one mirror I possess, I slowly remove my mask. The mask that doesn't hide but contains what dwells beneath. The mass of lines across my face. A map of my suffering, medals from my struggles. The very definition of me. Many who are scarred focus on what is left undamaged. They don't embrace the hideous beauty of the scars, the metaphor they truly are. For every scar, a child is saved, a wolf cub pulled from the mouths of sheep. The scars didn't damage me, they made me. For the moment, the mask must remain on. But the storm that growls beneath has begun. And there can only ever be one end. I know this. I am not frightened by the path that lays before me. It is time the world heard me roar again. It is time to come out from behind the mask. Chapter 16. Diane. I have faced courtrooms full of people whom I know have no desire to do anything but kill me, usually in ridiculously violent ways. But while standing in front of Dominic's door, I'm shaking despite the heat of the evening. I've walked around the block 5 times, maybe 6, surely displaying OCD tendencies. How the hell does one man intimidate me so much? Why am I so nervous around him? Why does his voice alone leave me suffused with an edge, a restless energy? I know our futures are entwined. Something I have no doubt he wants less than I. but he needs me as much as I need him. There's some kind of inexplicable force of something between us, something I've yet to understand. I should be on an equal footing with this man, but I am most definitely not. I can't even be near him without becoming aroused, and to hear him speak. God, I lose my shit every time. I'm still feeling the pull of him from this afternoon. Get a damn grip. I whisper under my breath, taking a sharp breath to steady the nerves. A flock of what sounds like geese fly above me as I knock, my hand trembling with the most authoritative force that I can manage. Who the hell am I kidding? I am here as Kitten, not Ms. Hightower. Listening for footsteps, waiting to hear some echoing, resonant tones that I might expect to hear in some 1970s horror film. But there's nothing. Just a gentle swish as the door opens. Kitten, I'm so glad you could come. My belly flutters at his low, alluring tone. The mysterious shroud of that leather mask. The flickering blue in his eyes that make me throb deep in my core. His lips tremble ever so slightly as he speaks and gestures me inside. Please, come in. You may leave your coat in the closet there. Awareness of him tingles over my skin. As his hand drifts to indicate a wooden door to the right of his corridor entrance. As I hang up my coat, a feeling of complete vulnerability drifts over me, my breathing becoming ragged as I think of being naked in front of him, in front of the world, yet feeling so safe, so secure, like being back in my daddy's arms. Thank you, I answer, with a shiver racing up my spine. Would you like a drink? I think it's best that we discuss things before we go any further. There are things we need to agree upon. I nod and offer him a thin smile, grateful for anything that can steady my nerves. Vodka and soda, please. Excuse me, Kitten? He replies with a hint of irritation. I swallow hard, trying to ignore the thoughts running through my mind about his face beneath the mask. The way it might feel between my thighs, the way he may or may not look when I've disappointed him or pleasured him. Vodka and soda, please, sir. Kitten, we are in a rather unique position, he says smoothly. Away from these moments, you need me to ensure your survival. In these moments, you need me to ensure your pleasure. So we need to establish that you trust me. Do you trust me, Kitten, completely? There was no way I could have given him an honest yes. But seeing him with Joseph, how protective he was about the children, the sincerity of everything he said and did has left me with a strange feeling of security in his presence. What's more is that Bob trusted him enough to tell him everything, knowing full well that if it went wrong, it would be Bob that would be the first to hang. And I trust Bob with my life. The heavy force of his gaze is searing, as if there's no one else that matters at the moment. Nothing but me. Nothing but this and us. Yes, sir. I trust you completely. Hearing the words come from my lips, I actually find myself relaxing. As if a weight has been lifted from my shoulders. And that, along with the sudden ache building between my thighs, has me swallowing another lump in my throat. I'm surrendering myself completely to this man. And for the first time in a long time, I feel safe, guarded, preserved. And I want to be pleasured. I want to pleasure. I want to submit to this man, and I just know it's right. Dear God, I hope. Kitten, you'll have no doubt noticed a different side to my character this afternoon. he utters in a voice of silk. With the current situation, that will become more and more prevalent. Don't be frightened by it. As long as we are fighting for the same reasons, you'll have no reason to ever fear me. Now finish your drink, he says with the ghost of a smile. I need to show you something. The strength in his voice trembles between my thighs. I've never been so aroused by or so achingly attracted to another man. I nod and drain the last drops of my vodka, wishing there was at least another swallow, and place the empty glass on an occasional table. Close your eyes, kitten. His gaze darkens and a shiver slides through me at his intimate baritone voice. Another blazing ache fills my core, along with 100 different sensations. Obediently, my eyes slide shut, as if by their own accord. The warmth of Dominic's breath moves over my neck, around my ears. The silky caress of his beard sliding along my skin sends shudders all the way down my spine and deep into my belly. There is something so animalistic about his cologne, so raw, barely tamed. Such a turn-on is like nothing I have smelled before. As he whispers, my whole body trembles. Kitten, when we close off one sense, all of our other senses become so much more acute. Tonight you will go without sight. I will be your eyes. I will lead you where you need to go. You will be perfectly safe, provided you follow my instructions. Am I clear? His fingertip brushes over my cheek. Gently, provocatively. My God, I want him. Yes, sir. Excellent, he says hoarsely. A low growl underpinning his voice almost strangles my flow of conversation, vibrating in my core, causing the first drops of moisture to drip down my thighs, making my breath catch in my throat and intensifying the sensations already moving through my body. Panting softly, my nerves tingle with the threat of what may happen tonight, the element of danger only serving to heighten my excitement. I suppose we should have a safe word, if it will make you feel better. I can't imagine needing any kind of safe word with this man, but a sudden nervousness spills over my body, the tremble of nerves and desire merging to create one new intense sensation. What are you going to do to me, sir? He cups the back of my head, and even though I can't see him, I'm painfully aware of every blazing, hot, strong, hard inch of his body. What I'm going to do is give you pleasure. He all but whispers. Unique pleasure. One that I am confident you have never experienced before. But I am not going to tell you how, kitten. That will be my surprise. He pauses with his tongue moving over his lips. And in truth, half the pleasure. The caress of soft material is suddenly kissing my cheeks. So warm, so gentle, yet so intense with the promise of pleasure. He whispers again as the sharp bite of a strap being tightened accentuates his words. His strength, his sexuality. Your safe word, kitten, he utters in a tone that sends a heavy, deep ache into my core. Not that I'm promising I will listen, of course. Vodka, I say without a second thought, almost embarrassed at such a pathetic choice of words, but the only non-sexual one that I can think of, with his whispers occupying my mind with every sexual thought I have ever had. A whirlpool of desire floods my mind, imagining a long rush of wicked dark pleasures at the hand of this man. My muscles strain with the sudden urge to open my legs, to shift my breasts against him, to offer myself, to do anything to get him to touch me. Good, now take my hand. We will be going through a door, and then down a flight of stairs. I will tell you each step as you need to take it, so you don't falter. Of course, I will walk in front of you. So should you fall, you will fall only on me. Gone are the gentle tones he had spoken to Joseph with. Every word now punctuated by the edge of a growl, a threat of pain, of torment, of satisfaction. The gentle creak and the whisper of a cold breeze sends a rush of goosebumps peppering across my skin. When he says, "A step, kitten," I gently feel for the edge of the step with my foot. Once I find it, I let my foot slide down. Slowly we move down the steps, his hand holding me firmly all the way. "That's it. Now take a seat," ushering my body onto what feels like a plush leather chair. The weight of anticipation forces me to sit. Whatever happens tonight, I know will happen here, in this chair, in this room that I have never even seen. "Now, kitten, I want you to relax. After yesterday, it's obvious that I will have to take full control of the situation. Just lean back and relax." Even with a rough edge of a growl in his voice, somehow I still relax, I still lay back, I still surrender, letting the chair support me, embrace me. Suddenly his grip is on my left ankle, moving it assertively, firmly, a cold metal buckle snapping into place, biting my flesh sharply. "Ow!" The word just comes out, a reaction I have no control over. "That is just the start, kitten. There will be many more owls tonight." A hint of menace in his tone, that dark threat of danger, scares me, unnerves me, yet arouses me out of my ever-loving mind. Shockingly so, with my breast growing heavy and tender, being vaguely aware of what he's doing, I feel his hand, big and warm to the touch, sliding along my right ankle in a forcible but provocative and salacious glide. It has my clit pulsing for his touch, and I gasp at the sudden realization of being strapped in and completely unable to move my legs. His breath moves up my body with pure, beautiful silken ease, as the faintest caress of his moist, warm lips brush over my skin. Just as he begins to lift my skirt up, I lay motionless and soundless, so wet, so turned on, so ready, as the rough scars on his fingertips push all my desire into one place, one spot. He slides my panties to one side, and a cold breeze kisses my clit, transforming the painful ache into an almost unbearable stinging need for satisfaction. I sigh, feeling my heart beat like a drum in my ears as his tongue glides over my mound, tasting me with long, deep, relaxed lips of his tongue, like he knows every last inch of my body and what it needs, what it craves. My hips strain with longing to hoist into him, to feel him closer, tighter, deeper. With a low, soft moan, he takes my clit between his lips, firmly, forcibly, and my body clenches violently, desperately, lingering in agony and suffering. Fuck, I don't know how long I can last. "It's important that you relax, kitten, if you are to enjoy this as much as I know you can." The growl in his voice vibrates through my clit, my clenching undeniable. My pussy so wanting for his pleasure, for his mouth, his fingers, his cock. "Take a deep breath and hold it." When I do as he orders, a shock of cold lubricant hits my pussy, electrifying my body. Fuck, how can I not come? My pussy grasps desperately at the air, needing to be filled, aching to feel him inside. Just as my body tries to twist away from the intense pleasure burning through me, the torment aching between my thighs, His fingers push gently into my ass that's covered with lubricant. Oh, God, I tense, every nerve in my body lighting up in an explosion of taboo pleasure, inviting him deeper, pleading for all of him. Gasping in pain and pleasure, panting like a dog in heat. Now breathe out, he says in a tone that feels like electricity surging through my thighs. His fingers slide in and out of me, massaging along my most private place. My body tenses for him, wanting more, trying to drag him into me, needing to feel him fulfill me completely. Maybe 10 times, maybe 20. My God, I feel like I'm losing my mind. The desire to orgasm overriding any reasonable thought. When he removes his finger, an emptiness floods through me. I suck in a deep breath, every nerve in my cell tingling as he caresses my body. Leisurely, flawlessly, taking his time to open up my skirt as he glides upwards. His lips brush over every inch of my skin. Teasing, kissing, biting, making the delicate wet flesh between my legs tense and tighten. When I hear myself moaning and gasping with every seductive nip of his teeth, it's a foreign sound, one that I've never heard coming from my lips. Kitten, he whispers roughly, the leather mask rubbing my skin while the abrasion sensitizes every spot just as he bites it. His tongue traces over the curve of my breast as he releases the last button of my shirt. And the soft material falls back. The cool air fueling the ache in my nipples as they push hard against the lace of my bra. The silky roughness of his beard causes my skin to spontaneously explode with electricity wherever it touches. His lips brush over a nipple, so gentle, so sensitive. Then he bites hard, callously, tucking at it like a ravenous animal. Fuck! Lashes of his tongue sting across my flesh like a searing hot wildfire. And with every twist of his head, a small part of me fears that he might actually injure me. My hands grasp desperately at his hair, not sure if I want to pull him off or pull him closer. Unexpectedly, he drops my nipple from his lips, the sudden release sending a barrage of pain ricocheting through my body like 100 sharp knives. The pain throbs all the way through my clit. No hands, kitten. Or shall I tie those as well? I force my hands to drop away as his lips begin to suck gently on my nipple again, circling it with the tip of his tongue, teasing along its erect height. The burn turns to electricity as my body arches in response, so close to losing control, so close to coming, yet holding onto the edge of a cliff, willing him to push me over. The soft caress of his lips, his tongue, his beard all trace electric lines of desire as he moves down and over my stomach. The whisper of a kiss over the top of my thighs. The burning plunge of his teeth, the leather mask pressing hard into my soft flesh. With his breath dancing over my lips, he gently eases them apart as his tongue invades deeper. Sir, his mouth surrounds my sex, and a glow starts to swirl inside my core. His tongue slides up, circling my clit, teasing it, tempting it. My body so damn aroused that I feel like crying out to be licked harder, plunged deeper, bitten and used and controlled. His fingertips dig deep into my thighs as he ferociously bites my clit, pulling it hard into its mouth as his tongue whips at it again and again and again. Irresistible torments of pain and pleasure course through my body as I convulse, bending with the undeniable force of the most amazing orgasm of my life in the waiting. Fuck! I try and control it, but it feels too good to resist. He releases my clit, and the orgasm escapes me. my back bowing shamelessly as I tried desperately to hold on to the pleasure. But failing in my desperation, tears well up in my eyes, screaming at the agonizing torment of frustration. Dominic's breath is hard as he utters, "I won't let you come yet, kitten. But I promise when you do, it will be worthwhile." His beard teases at my thighs as he slides back down my body, his hand pushing my legs apart just enough that the restraints have aches and cramps building through my spine. Long, slow licks of his tongue feel like warm satin as he caresses around my folds, so gently maintaining the waves of my orgasm, keeping me at the very edge, vexing me with my own desire, driving me out of my fucking mind. The very tip of its tongue taunts around my clit, not quite there, but almost, licking my sensitive flesh, trapping it so lightly between his tongue and teeth. When a gentle rumble of a growl erupts from his chest, it vibrates through his tongue and onto my clit, the sensation driving me to the edge of madness. He slides a finger back into my ass, pushing deeper, stretching wide, the cold cream sinking further and further inside my body. I squeeze my eyes shut, aching for him even more, every nerve alive and on red-hot fire with the sensation of excitement and hunger and desperation. The very tip of his finger teases, flicking, massaging so gently, while despite the gentility of his touch, every damn movement throbs through my body, through my head, and I need more. My God, I need everything. When he eases his finger out, that emptiness returns. The need to be filled, to be full, cascades over my body. Without warning, he pushes a vibrator into my ass, the soft buzz moving through his mouth, his tongue, his teeth, stimulating every cell in my body, crying out in desperation, needing to come like never before. "Please, sir, my God, let me come." "Not yet, kitten." With every thrust of the vibrator, shockwaves push further through my body. I know I can't control it for much longer. The pleasure flooding through my body is too intense to control. My moans, cries of desperation are building to a crescendo. How much longer will this torture last? Will he ever let me come? Will he ever fill me with his body? Will he ever allow me to release this aching torment inside me? His body shifts, leaving me needy and aching, the lone comfort of the vibrator still throbbing inside me, almost painfully, inch by mercilessly slow inch. His lips teasingly move up my body, his tongue caressing every inch, stimulating, electrifying. As his beard brushes my cheek, an explosion of lust showers over my body and I can't hold back a cry of pleasure. "Remember what I said, kitten. Relax into the pain, the need, the anguish. Make it your own. Then you'll be free." His warm whispers penetrate deep inside me. The tease of leather caresses my cheek while I desperately try to think of what the strange sensation could be. It's firmer than a bookmark, but smaller than his mask. Not a whip, surely not. I swallow hard. "Jesus, no. This riding crop will teach you to love and respect, kitten. It will bring you pleasure, but also pain. Great pain. It will set you free from your sheep's clothing." With my ass clenching, every sensitive muscle trying to fight the strange invasion of the vibrator, while waiting for the first agonizing thrash from the crop. He starts rotating the vibrator, then pushes every hard inch of his cock into my pussy while the vibrator continues to throb inside my back opening. Each thrust unrelenting, deeper and deeper, harder and unforgiving, my aching core that's grateful to be full at last, sucks at him, clenching and squeezing, willing him deeper, desperate to feel his satisfaction explode inside of me. My body is filled to capacity, fuller than ever before, more pleasure than I have ever experienced. He pauses for a moment mid-thrust, his breath hot against my ear. Embrace the pain. Thwack! The crop whips barbarically at my clit, stinging along his shaft as he thrusts again, hotly, savagely, tempestuously. My thighs clench at the torrent of pain, burning like searing molten lava through my nerves. While his rumbling growl is threatening, menacing, becoming a roar as the tremors of the crop vibrate through his cock and deep into my pussy. I feel the pain just as you do. Embrace it. Thwack! Another thrust, harder and unrestrained, as my lips burn like hot coals around his cock. When the vibrator pulses harder into me like a painful, tender, unwelcome invasion, my body trembles with the anticipation of pain and satisfaction. I take a breath, forcing myself to relax, blinking away the stinging in my eyes and waiting for the searing bite of the crop, waiting for the next seconds of needful, harrowing, pain-filled hot fire that fills both openings of my body, waiting for that final thrust, and the feeling of warm semen spurting inside my sex, waiting for pleasure, satisfaction, bliss. Thwack! Jesus, I can't hold back. I'm going to come whether he likes it or not. With the vibrator still buzzing in my ass, his hand slides up my stomach and then over my breasts. My nipples ache to be touched, but he ignores them, while his thumb gently caresses the front of my neck before pressing lightly, then firmly. I struggle to gasp for breath. Thwack! Oh God! Oh God! Oh God! Another thrust harder still, every nerve ending in my body little pulses of electricity. His thumb presses more firmly on my throat as my chest empties of air, the veil of dizziness descending over me. My head drifts to one side and I feel like I might faint. Panic and confusion cloud my thinking, my mind a cascading perplexity. Thwack! Another thrust and spasm spread through my pussy, the orgasm threatening my body as it spirals out of control. That's it. Come for me now, kitten. Come for me now. His thumb releases my neck and I gasp in a wonderful, beautiful breath of air, my head dizzy with a rush like no other I've ever felt. Thwack! My God, no more, please. Another thrust and my pussy clutches with the wild pulsing sensations burning through me. My orgasm denied for too long explodes through my body like a blazing hot fire, crashing and igniting. My pussy quaking and trembling through a torrent of pleasure, squeezing his cock hard as he starts spurting hot threads of satisfaction inside of me, releasing a guttural growl from deep inside his chest that is more sensual sounding than anything I've ever experienced. Ride it, kitten. He thrusts again, emptying himself fully, and I shiver with satisfaction as I feel his release dripping down my lips. My whole body trembles with salacious waves of pleasure. Time seems to just pass me by, completely unaware of how long we remain like this. With him still inside me, both of us still basking in the afterglow. Good girl, he says after a long moment. Now relax for a little longer. His finger gently moves the damp hair from my face as he caresses me gently, then pulls out. The sensation of him moving along my lips sending an aftershock through my body. As he slides the vibrator out of my ass, the sensations intensify once more, causing me to gasp without warning. Sadly, when he moves away, I ache for him to touch me, to hold me, none of which he does. After what seems like forever, I hear his soft footsteps return. Sip this slowly. He places the rim of a glass against my lips, his hand holding the back of my head gently. You might want to sleep for a short while. Afterwards, you can stay the night, should you wish, or you can go home. There is no need to decide now. I will be next to you as you relax. As the buckles loosen around my ankles, the sensation seems to trigger my desire to sleep. The velvety touch of a blanket embraces my body, and I relax into that soft cushion of sleep, feeling his fingers through my hair again, his gentle whisper against my ear. Sleep, kitten, sleep. You are safe here. His gentle kiss on my forehead seems to take any energy left in me away as I drift into a deep sleep. Now, I hope you enjoyed that. Things are certainly hotting up with a lamb. Now on Monday, we've got part two of our vampire story, and you know it's about to get a lot darker and a lot filthier. So I look forward to getting wild with you in bed again on Monday. But for now, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.